Good afternoon. We are here at the International Peace Institute with Ambassador Tina Intelman, the ICC President of the Assembly of State Parties, and I thank you very much for joining us today. Clearly, there was a need for the International Criminal Court when it was first established in 2002. How would you assess the performance of the courts over the past 11 years?
Yes, indeed. There was a need for the International Criminal Court when it was established. If we remember all correctly, and if we want to remember, there were also some skeptics who thought that this court would never work. And it did start to work. And it has been doing quite remarkably, I should say. The proof of that is also all the self-referrals that countries have made of their situations. Of course, when we established the court, we didn't think that it was going to be easy. And indeed, the path that we are following now is not easy at all. We are fighting against impunity, and ultimately, we try to prevent crimes from happening. But we are very far from that.
Some countries have not signed up to the Rome Statute, in particular, very large countries, the United States, Russia, India. How does the lack of universal adherence constrain or impact the effectiveness of the ICC?
We work towards the universality of the statute. And I feel that really the goal will be achieved when all states will be party to the statute. At the same time, there is a possibility foreseen in the statute if crimes happen on the territory of a state that is not a party to have a Security Council referral of that situation to the ICC. Some of the countries that we know have signed and not ratified, others have not signed at all. I hope that they are considering carefully.
I hope so as well. A number of African observers and the African Union itself have criticized the International Criminal Court for focusing exclusively on cases in Africa. How do you respond to that criticism?
That's a question that is being asked very, very often. And of course, we then have to go through all the eight situations that the court is dealing with, mostly self-referrals by states: Uganda, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo. All of them came to the court and said, we do not have existing judicial instruments to take care of investigations and prosecutions of crimes that have happened in our territory. Mali, the same thing, just quite recently. And even Comoros, even more recently, asked the ICC to investigate specific crimes that had taken place on a ship that had been registered under the flag of Comoros. So we have a number of states that have come to the ICC themselves. There are two situations that have been referred by the United Nations Security Council, accidentally also on the African continent, but that was a decision of the United Nations Security Council.
Kenya has now considering withdrawal from the court. How does the Assembly of States Parties plan to deal with this?
Kenyan Parliament has passed a political motion about withdrawing from the statute. And I hope that they will really take another look at the whole issue. The situation right now in Kenya is also somewhat emotional. And I hope that the decision makers do understand that the withdrawal, if it were to happen, does not impact the ongoing cases. And that is a very, very important thing to remember. But of course, withdrawing from the Rome Statute, as sad as it is for me, it's a right of every state party. It's a right of every state to accede and also to withdraw from the statute. And there are provisions, Article 127, that speaks about it.
The African Union, as you know, is currently voicing strong opposition to these two trials. And there are suggestions that the African Union will or is encouraging other African countries to leave the court. Are you concerned in your capacity as President of the Assembly of States Parties that Kenya's withdrawal could set a precedent by which some or all of the other 33 African member states would also withdraw? And what would that mean for the future of the ICC?
There have been discussions about the relationship of the African Union and the ICC and African States Parties and the ICC even before the Kenyan cases started. This discussion has been ongoing with respect to the situation in Sudan, Darfur, arrest warrants issued against President al-Bashir. So it's not a new discussion. I do not know which African states might be withdrawing. Right now, none of the notifications have been presented to the United Nations Secretary General. I know that African Union is planning to have another discussion about the relationship with the ICC, possibly in October. We will see what the outcome will be. But I hope that all of the aspects of the ICC relationship with African states will be considered and duly appreciated.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your insights with us.